Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Precon Limited's fourth quarter and annual results earnings conference call presented by Mr. Vikram Mohan, Managing Director of the company, along with Mr. Sridhar J, Finance Director, and Mr. K. Srinivas Rao, Executive Director of the company. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. The presentation has been uploaded to the exchange and on Precon Limited's website, www.precon.com, under the announcement section for your kind reference. Now, I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Vikram Mohan, Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the call to review the performance of quarter four and for the full financial year 2017-18 of your company. I will start with the presentation. Moving straight to page three, which gives a synopsis of our financials standalone for India operations vis-à-vis last financial year, which is 2016-17. A significant change from 16-17 to 17-18 has been one complete segment of revenue did not exist this financial year, which existed in the previous two financial years, which is the speed governor, which was a mandatory product by the government for safety, where we were the sole player supplying the entire commercial vehicle segment in the country. That segment ceased to exist for us entirely in this financial year, but that has been replaced by other revenue on account of growth of other business segments, which I will take you through in the later slides. The company has also sold a piece of land, which it was holding in Coimbatore for expansion purposes, and there has been a significant income arising out of that, and this land was held as stock in trade. Some of the key highlights for this financial year just gone by: our OEM segment sales grew by nearly 40%, while the market growth was 26%. Our replacement market sales grew by 22%. Our exports have started seeing an uptick of 19%, but this is going to be significantly higher in the coming 2 years on account of a lot of new business wins. The sales of the speed limiting devices is negligible when compared to the fourth quarter of 2016-17. For the financial year 2017-18, our overall growth was about 20% vis-à-vis the market growth of 15%. And in the two-wheeler segment, which is a mainstay of our business, we grew by 25% vis-à-vis the market growth of 17% on account of a lot of new models that we are the primary supplier for. In the CV segment, we have seen a lot of growth because we have entered a lot of new vehicle segments. In the tractor segment, we have mirrored the market growth, and in the four-wheeler segment, our growth was 1%, while the market has grown by 5% because in India, we don't focus on the four-wheeler passenger vehicle segment, and this is a reflection of that. Page five gives you a synopsis of the profits for the year. There has been pressure on profits this year on account of three new plants that are under construction, for which additional labor has been recruited and are under training. We also had some minor IR issues in our Coimbatore plant and slowdown, on account of which we have some additional labor in our Coimbatore operations, which has also resulted in additional manpower cost. And thirdly, there has been a huge increase in cost of electronics because of global shortages, which has also had an impact on our material cost. In addition to the rupee, which has weakened in the last quarter, especially. The profitability from the speed governors, which was very high, has also reduced. So the overall impact on profitability has been there for the year. You would notice an entry for 191 million in row 4, which is an impairment of land and building. This is primarily for two plants that the company has wound up, one in Pune and one in Pantnagar, which were old plants. And we have written down the value of these in line with market valuation today. Though we have not sold this, this is a notional entry and it is a notional impairment. Similarly, the amortization from of intangibles is pretty similar to last year. It is on account of the reverse merger of Precol into Precol Pune, where we rewrote our intangibles, and this is amortizing the same, which again is a non-cash expense. Standalone, our EBITDA has been around from operations about 9.13% vis-a-vis 11% last year on account of the higher labor cost, the training costs for the new plants that are to be launched, the higher material costs primarily on account of electronics, and higher import costs of electronic components on account of the rupee weakening. Moving on to page 7, it gives you a map of our revenue. Driver information system, which is still a mainstay for our business, contributed to 570 crores or 5,700 million. The second largest segment is pumps and the mechanical products group, which contributed about 345 crores. But it is a group that is going to be growing very rapidly in the next 2 years. Switches and sensors have been about 150 crores. And aftermarket accessories and other miscellaneous has been about 65 crores. One area where I had promised that we will grow much sharper, but we have not been able to do so, is the telematics space. Though we were one of the forerunners in this space and we expected a very sharp growth, we have seen a lot of commoditization of this segment, and nearly about 30 competitors have entered the space of fairly reputable size. Companies like Wipro, KPIT, Infosys, Minda, Rane, some of the TVS companies, Lumax, etc. have all entered the space and have started cannibalizing and commoditizing the space. So this is an area where we've not been able to deliver the promised growth for the forecast. The page number 8 gives you an idea of the consolidated financials, including the subsidiaries overseas, and the total income including excise duty is about 1,746 crores. Our forecast was about 1,800 crores, but two areas, telematics and our operation in Brazil, didn't meet the required targets, resulting in this shortfall. Our overall consolidated P&L is in page 9. Profit from operations before other comprehensive income is a negative 19 crores, and profit from operations overall, including the land sale, everything put together, is a negative 16 crores. Primarily on account of Brazil, our operation in Brazil, which incurred losses and also involved shifting costs and huge severance costs, which is now stabilizing, and I will be taking you through a little more detail later. Our EBITDA on revenue from operations on a consolidated level is 4.92% vis-a-vis 9.31% for India, primarily on account of lower EBITDA in or negative EBITDA in Brazil and restructuring of our operation that we acquired last September for wiping, where we have done some write-offs and cleaned up, and that business is poised to grow, the forecast for which I will share with you shortly. The consolidated financial summary is in page 11. Indonesia has been fairly stable. Precol Asia is only our internal supply arm. Precol Espana is our holding arm for all our overseas entities outside of Asia. And Precol Wiping Systems India is our acquisition that we completed in September, which I'm happy to tell you has turned positive for the coming year. The revenue in Czech does not reflect the entire year because our acquisition was only completed in the month of September. So this reflects only about 8 months, or sorry, 7 months of revenue. Similarly, so also in Mexico. Brazil reflects an entire year of operations. Espana being a holding arm is insignificant. Our biggest cash drain has been Brazil and will continue to be for another month or two before it turns cash positive. I will share the outlook with you shortly. Page 13 gives some acquisition highlights, which I have shared in an earlier presentation, but for those of you who have not participated in that call, this is a refresher. We completed this acquisition in the end of August, and the merger of the operations was completed on 1st April 2018, and all the names have been changed to reflect the Precol names over this period. With regard to Brazil, the country saw some relief but has again gone back into turmoil because of impeachment proceedings against the current president, and the potential candidate for the new president have also been imprisoned. And for the past 10 days, the country has come to a complete standstill, so also our plant, on account of trucker strike, which has resulted in acute food and fuel shortages, which is something unforeseen by us. Nevertheless, we have completely restructured the operation, relocated, reached a settlement with the union. Severance of most of the employees are complete, and productivity of the plant is steadily increasing. We expect the market to be fairly flat for this year also. Though the forecast by the authorities in Brazil and by the automakers is forecasting an increase of 13%, we are not expecting that level of growth because never has the sector seen that level of growth in the last few years. We have dismissed 181 employees between August and March and hired 125 non-unionized employees at approximately 40% of the cost in the new location. Our total employee settlement till date has come to about 37 crores, and this has reduced the employee cost from 45 to 23%. Furthermore, severance will also be undertaken. Some has been undertaken in April and some in May, and one final in the month of August, thereby dropping our employee cost to about 20%, which is par for the course in the country. We have installed some new machineries, die casting, melting furnaces, and some automation equipment to reduce our reliance on blue-collar workforce and also to improve our throughput. Having said that, both the new programs that we have won from General Motors and Volkswagen continue to remain intact, amounting to about 300 crores per year. This year we will already, the tools have started getting prepared and tooling incomes on account of that will start coming in. And these are against confirmed volumes with payback of investments on the lines that we will be installing for this. And in the failure to reach the volumes by the car makers, the investments done by us will be paid back and the prices will also be aligned to the volumes and it's not fixed pricing. With regard to our BS6 projects, it is all on track. The O2 sensors, the fuel pump modules, some of the hydraulic products, sensors, and the wiping system, which has been inorganic. On the wiping systems, we have completed the inorganic growth plans. We are now aligning with an arm and blade manufacturer to value add to our wipers. On the sensors, we are still on the lookout for the right technology partner or acquisition, but we are now veering more from an acquisition into a technology partnership. On the telematics, since the space has changed significantly, though our Vision 2020 was to acquire a software company in the telematics space, we have put that entire project on hold because of the commoditization of this space. 4 more greenfield plants were envisaged for the company. 3 plants will be commissioned in the Q2 of this year. The new plant in Sri City, the new plant in Hosur, and the new plant in Manesar will get commissioned. We are expecting to add another plant in Western India, in all probability Gujarat, but not before another 2 years. We are waiting for the 3 new plants that have been added to stabilize and start earning revenue. Going to the forecast for 2018-19, we are looking at an overall growth of 18% this year and forecasting about 1,380 to 1,400 crores of revenue this year. And these are set in stone or LOIs that are in place and already tailwinds are being felt, so I don't think that will be a challenge. Our EBITDA is expected to be about 11% this year, because the new plants would have got commissioned and all the additional costs and training costs that we are incurring would cease to exist from August. In spite of having, constant small IR issues and pinpricks in our Coimbatore plant, I'm proud to state that very recently, a few weeks ago, we won the most admired company for IR from the Minister of Labour, and we were selected from over 100 companies in India, and we were given this award. So that is a recognition of the efforts we have taken towards IR across all our other plants. And we do hope that the issues in Coimbatore will stabilize by the end of this year, since we have taken some proactive steps towards the same. Our PBT expected for the financial year 18-19 is in the range of about 75 crores. And there will be no income from any land. Nevertheless, our endeavor is to sell the 2 factories in Pune and in Panthnagar, which will bring some cash into the system. I will also share with you the forecast for Brazil. We are expecting to do a sale of about between 140 to 150 crores in Brazil and an overall EBITDA of about 4.5% for the year. There will be an additional severance cost of about 6 crore rupees this year, some of which has already got incurred in the month of April and in May, and in a steady manner, some more expenses will be incurred all the way till August, by which time all severance will be completed by quarter two of the year. Operationally, this operation will be generating negative 3.4 crores of cash on account of the severance of 6 crores. Without the severance, we will be generating about 3.5 crores of cash from this operation. With regard to wiping systems, pre-call wiping systems across 3 locations, I'm happy to inform you that we have turned around the India operation and the outlook is looking very, very bright for India. Lot of new RFQs and LOIs from customers like Maruti, Daimler, Renault, etc. In fact, Renault has completed an audit and so also Peugeot, and we have been approved to become a global supplier on wipers for both these companies, which will open up a lot of new avenues. Nevertheless, the revenues from all these RFQs and LOIs are at least 18 to 24 months away. Overall, we are looking at about 450 crores on our wiping systems business this year. The biggest concern when we took over the business and now is the high cost of material. But I'm happy to inform you the customers have approved our change in vendors, and those vendor changes will start happening after all customer test approvals progressively from December of 2018. So though we will not feel the full impact of this material cost savings this year, we expect significant savings next year with the prices we have negotiated with the new vendors. Overall, EBITDA of the wiping business this year is expected to be about 6% and jump to about 8.5% to 9% next year when we get the full material cost savings, and even out at around 10% as projected by me earlier. With regard to our operation on Indonesia, it will continue to remain fairly flat or see a marginal growth with minimal increase in cash generation over 17-18. So this is a synopsis of what we did in 17-18 and what is our outlook for 18-19 and some of the concerns and some of the growth areas. Our exports is one area which is going to significantly grow, as mentioned by me in one of our earlier calls, where we have won significant amount of new business for our pumps division from customers like Kohler, Generac, Harley-Davidson, Piaggio, Caterpillar, etc., taking our exports over the next 2 years from India to over 200 crores. With this, I hand over questions to our investors community. I request you to restrict to one question at a time so that, you know, everyone on the participating in this call will have a chance to ask their questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset mode while asking your question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sandeep Nag from Ashmore, India. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I have only one question, and that is, you know, when you look at your raw materials or cost of goods sold as a percentage of sales, that seems to have gone up significantly year on year at a standalone and at a consolidated level. And you hinted to that a little bit earlier, saying that, you know, you've, outside of the rupee weakening, you've also seen an increase in electronic costs. Can you elaborate the reason for the increase in that number, please?
There are two reasons, Sandeep, for this increase. The material cost on our SLD segment was very significantly low. With that segment going down, the overall material cost has increased. That is just one of the reasons. Overall, there has been a shortage of electronics in the second half of the year globally, which has resulted in some very significant cost increases. Thirdly, the duty, the government in the last union budget has also revised, which has also had an impact, nevertheless not for the last financial year. And the weakening of the rupee, because all the electronics are imported, there are no automotive-grade electronics manufactured in India. These are the primary reasons why the material cost has significantly had an impact for us this year.
And do you see this number sustaining over the next year or two, or do you see these numbers normalizing eventually?
We are expecting a 1% reduction through various activities this year, but we don't expect any further reductions beyond that. This is hoping that the rupee doesn't weaken further. If the rupee is going to weaken and get to the 70s against the dollar, then that 1% saving would get shaved off as well.
Understood.
But with regard to our operation in the Czech Republic and wiping systems where the material cost was sky high, and this was something that we were very cognizant of when we took over the operation, and we had a very clear plan because there was no rigor in the material purchasing to buy in buying the material. We have initiated all the actions and the supplier change actions with all our customers, and I'm happy to say the customers have approved it, and now we are just going through the motions, and that will see a significant dip. From about 75% material cost, we will at least see a minimum of 400 basis points getting chopped off there on a full year basis, but all of the benefits would start kicking in only from December of this year.
Okay, and just to reconfirm one point, despite the trouble in Brazil, you expect to hit a cash break even in Brazil in the next couple of months. Did I hear that correct?
Yes, though we are not assuming the 18% growth that the, and 15 to 18% growth that the market has projected, our employee cost has significantly come down in Brazil vis-a-vis what we had for the last 2 years on account of the severance and the settlement with the union. In fact, as we speak for this month, it stands at 28%, which will steadily drop to about 24% by August and further go down to about 22% by the end of the year as the productivity improves in the new location. And this is the primary cost for the saving that we are getting in Brazil and the cash break-even.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh D, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Vikram, for sharing the presentation. Very insightful. I have a couple of questions here. One is like we had this revenue split between standalone and consolidated, which is in the current ratios of 78:2. You know, the other non-standalone will be around 22%. How do you see this panning out in the next 2 to 3 years? And parallelly, how do you see the margin expansion happening in the same lines as well? And the second question is on Zorg.
Santosh, can I just request you to restrict to one question so that everyone gets a turn, and I will come back to you. I will answer your first question if you don't mind. On an overall revenue base of 3,000 crores, which is where we are looking at for the financial year 2021, our wiping operation will contribute about between 500 and 550 crores. This is without factoring in any growth of the new business in India, which if all of it kicks in, which will go up to over 600 crores. The pumps operation overseas with the new wins from Volkswagen and General Motor linked to volumes, provided the volumes are per their projections, and our current business in Brazil, that will take us to about 450 crores. And about Indonesia would be about 100 crores, and India will contribute to between 1,800 to 1,900 crores. So that would be the approximate breakup between our different operations. And with regard to margins, Brazil We don't expect a very steep increase in the margins till the new business kicks in and there is some stability in the economy. Wiping will stabilize at 10%-11% margins, which is par for the course for the industry. We have compared ourselves to Valeo, Denso, and Mitsubishi, who are our three competitors in this space. And in India, we had predicted it when the rupee was 64 and there were plenty of electronics available. We had estimated our EBITDA to be about 13.5%. But now with the rupee weakening and electronic prices increasing and duties on electronic imports increasing, we are expecting our EBITDA in India to stabilize at around 12%. So hopefully, part of your second question is also answered.
Yeah. Thank you, Vikram.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya Damani from Damani Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I heard you say that you're directly from Odisha. You have three plants that will be done operational this year. And if yes, then where are these again? I missed that bit.
Mr. Damani, I'm not able to hear you. I would appreciate if you can just pick up a handset in case you're on a speakerphone. I lost you halfway through the question.
No, I heard you say, sir, is this better, I hope? I heard you say that the three of your plants are turning operational this year, in this financial year. If yes, then where are these three plants coming up?
As I mentioned during the call, it is our second plant in Manesar, which is primarily dedicated to pumps and mechanical products. Since we have run out of space in our current plant at Manesar, which is doing both pumps and mechanical products and instruments and sensors, we are adding one plant in Sri City where part of the problematic, I mean, from a problematic plant in Coimbatore, we are moving production to that plant for the Chennai auto cluster as well as for the new business that we have won in the southern region in the Chennai auto cluster. And eventually, the wiping business, which is now operating from a leased facility in Satara, which is a suboptimal operating location because there are no customers and suppliers based there. Once this plant is ready and operational and customer feedback, the wiping operation will also be moved to our Sri City plant. The third plant is coming up in Hosur within 5 km of TVS to cater primarily to the growth from TVS, which is poised to be quite large, where we become pretty much the single source for all our product verticals displacing our competitors, and also for Honda and Ashok Leyland in Hosur and Bangalore. So these are the three plants which will get commissioned in the quarter two of this financial year towards the end of quarter two.
Excellent. Okay. Can I ask you another question then? So are we expecting a consolidated number of around 2,000-2,100 crores this year? Top line?
Yes, that's right.
That's of course. And lastly, how much the.
Mr. Damani, if you don't mind, can we.
Sure, sure. If there's anybody else. Yes.
Sure.
Thank you. A reminder to all our participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dharmendra Dave from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Could you please guide us on your JV called off with Zorg? Any details over there?
Two reasons why we called off our JV with Zorg. When we did a roadshow with the customers along with them, we visited nearly about 10 customers. We found that this was a little lack of alignment in that company between the partners, between their technology and the operations group, and the flow of information was not fast enough. Precon was taking the flak for it because Precon was the front-ending the customer and the ownership of the customers were with Precon. So we didn't want to strain our relationships with these customers because all our other product groups would take a hit and our image would take an impact. And that is the reason we have aborted this JV. Also, the government is now soft pedaling on all the regulations that it had put forth. They came out with an EV policy which they have backtracked. So many of the policies being election year and going forward elections next year at a central level, the government is backtracking on all cost impact policies in the automotive sector. So we don't expect this legislation on the parking assistance system also to go through. So that was the secondary reason, albeit the a minor reason.
So what is the path going forward? Is it are you still looking for some JV partner, when assuming there could be a delay of 6-12 months from the government, or the plan is not to venture into the parking sensor business?
Again, there has been tremendous commoditization of the space when the government announced it, and nearly 20 people have jumped into the fray through various partnerships. And very simply, as a company, we believe in the rule of three, which is to be among the top three players in every space and every segment and every geography that we are operating in. And I find it's going to be, sorry for using the word, a dog-eat-dog game when it comes to this segment. So we have decided not to focus on this segment. And for our 3,000 crore top line, this was never taken into account, because this was a JV revenue. And our outlook for our other business segments are very good compared to our 6 months or 1 year ago when we took this call. And I think our growth will still propel us through our other segments to reach our top line number.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsha M. from Photon Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you just tell the cost of acquisition of PMP? What is the total cost? Hello?
Just get back to you. I will pull out. I'm just getting my team to pull out the total cost of the acquisition. I will come back to you in about 5 minutes, Mr. Harsha.
Okay.
I don't have the figures right on me, because there were costs for Mexico, India, for check, and then there were costs associated with the acquisition. So let me pull out the exact cost and give it to you.
Okay. Just want another clarification. So what is the risk of the oxygen sensors and fuel pump modules also getting commoditized, like park as a systems? Is it possible to happen going ahead?
In both these segments, I don't expect commoditization to happen to the extent of the other segments, because the number of people in the fray are much lesser. And more importantly, we have one key LOIs already. So the 3,000 crores revenues already reflects the LOIs and advances won from customers, firm orders, in these two segments, where we have been tested by the customers, we have been approved, and we have, so these are firm set in stone numbers.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Damani from Damani Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello again, sir. Our debt levels, would you expect them to have topped out at these current levels? And will the sale of land this year will help them reduce? And how much will the land for? How much do you expect from the sale of land?
Damani, the sale of land is complete, and most of the revenues have been recognized, barring a little bit which will come in the first quarter of this year. And
I meant the sale of two plants that you had mentioned earlier.
Sale of two plants, Pune, I don't expect to sell it this year, because it's not very hot. The Pune market on account of real estate. And this location where we were operating is an unfavorable location for industrial activity. It's on the road to Lavasa, and it's more of a real estate location where I don't see too much of a demand happening. Nevertheless, even at a discounted price, we don't mind getting rid of it because it's a dead asset which is not adding value. We have been approaching some developers also to take it over on a joint venture basis, but we are not getting, we're getting very distressed valuations, which is very suboptimal. With regard to our plant in Pantnagar, we are in advanced talks with another automotive component manufacturer to sell the plant. But having said that, Pantnagar as a location also has is sitting on a huge amount of industrial real estate unsold, where 40% of the plants in Pantnagar are shut and empty right now, so there's a lot of demand. So I don't expect significant cash infusion from these two assets this year, because yes, we will sell it at a discounted valuation, but not at a distressed valuation. With regard to the debt, we don't expect it to significantly increase. Of course, whatever we have budgeted to commission these plants and the mission towards those plants will happen, where a lot of spend over the next 3 to 4 months, after which it will plateau out and start reducing. We are looking at a consolidated debt, including sustenance capex and cash flows. We have projected to be having about 450 crores of consolidated debt on 3,000 crore top line in 2 years' time. That's with our confirmed orders that we have in hand and the capacities we have created and the additional capacities that we need to create and sustenance capex that we have to do.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask you again, but what is the distressed valuation of these plants, for example? It's discounted, discounted valuation for these plants. If you could give us a ballpark number, because we're not sure.
Maybe Antanagar should contribute about 10 crores and Pune about 20 crores outermost.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Best of luck. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Mohan for closing comments.
I promise to get back to Mr. Harsha on the total consideration that we have used to acquire the wiping business, including all acquisition costs, due diligence costs, including brokerage fees, merchant banker fees, etc. Our total spend has been in the region of about 163 crores for a business with a top line of about 400 plus crores. If there are no other questions, I'd like to thank all of you for participating in this call and look forward to connecting with you at the next investor call for our Q1 earnings. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Recall Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.